Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I have learned so much doing Naturally Savvy Radio, and one of the things that I learned was from Andrea, my fabulous co-host, was all about how many chemicals and how dangerous feminine products can be. Andrea, I know that you did something with a pad, and it was like on fire or something, and it really was pretty powerful.
Yes, it was. And that was actually the brainstorm and great idea from our guest today, Susie Houston, who is the founder of NatureCare, who really did change the way women use feminine hygiene products. So, Susie, we are so excited to have you on the show today. Welcome.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Susie, tell us about how you decided to start this, because, again, I was alarmed at just how many chemicals and things we're putting down there. And I think a lot of women don't realize that.
No, and I think that has been the long story of my lifetime of working with this issue. It's been 25, going on 26 years now, and the issue was that women were not aware of how feminine hygiene products were made. Why would they? I mean, we don't get involved in the manufacturing minutiae detail of all the products that we buy. But for me, as an environmentalist, I've been an environmental campaigner since I was in my late teens. I knew that we were exposing ourselves to pesticides if we were using cotton, exposing ourselves to dioxin through the bleaching processes, and also pesticides sprayed on cotton also produces dioxin. So these are all not only accumulating in the environment, which impacts everyone, whether you're using feminine hygiene or not, but also it accumulates in the product. So every time you're using these, dioxins are bioaccumulative, so they store in the fatty tissues of your body. So and this is borne out by, you know, we can see that penguins in Antarctica, even today, even though the DDT has been stopped being sprayed since the 70s, they're still showing high levels of DDT in their fatty adipose tissues. So I knew about all this, but how do I do something about it? Because I was so angry that feminine hygiene manufacturers didn't seem to be as concerned as I was. And, you know, this is in the days before the internet, and if I want to be honest, before the days of printers. So, not the hot press printers, you know, electronic printers. So, you know, how do I get this message out? So it was important to me to try and communicate with women about these issues as an environmentalist, as a campaigner, so that I could try and get them to think about what they were using.
Well, I think what's so important, Susie, is that you guys, you know, at NatureCare, you women at NatureCare, you're so honest and transparent with what, you know, what the ingredients are in your products as well. And I know that was something that we came heads to head with, you know, with our P&G petition that we had on change.org. And I think that's, you really led the way in that. And you weren't afraid to tell people because you're proud of what's in your products, right? So you're not afraid to tell people what's actually in there. But there aren't laws out there mandating these companies to disclose what's in their ingredients, right?
No, there's nothing. I mean, if you look at the list of ingredients of modern pads, when I use the word modern, I mean those are just out to market that are produced by P&G and probably will be replicated when the patent sees out, where they're using foams. And they're also using the same foams in baby diapers too. So if you look at the patents and the list of ingredients in the foam, there is nowhere that you will find a single ingredient from that foam on the packaging. Mm-hmm. And to use the excuse that, oh, well, it's a medical device, we don't have to reveal it. So what? If you're so not afraid of what's in the product, why not reveal it? If they're so proud of what they're producing, why not put what is in the ingredients? Because for shampoos, lotions, you have to list the full ingredients list. So why not with these products? And byproducts, you know, we're all sensitive to nut allergies, all sorts of allergies, but unless it's revealed on the packaging, we're the ones who are going to have the reaction, who are going to have the ill health. So there's no reason why manufacturers should not be listing full ingredients unless they want to hide the ingredients from the consumer.
Exactly. And I think that's what it comes down to, is they're trying to hide something, or, you know, because consumers want to know. We're definitely in a time where consumers want full transparency, and companies are, you know, a lot of companies are changing. But, you know, we haven't had much luck with P&G in terms of them wanting to disclose those ingredients. So, Susie, tell us a little bit about some of the side effects. I mean, I know that through your, you know, soap, having been in this industry for so long and a pioneer, what are some of the side effects you hear from people who are using, you know, these conventional pads?
Well, I mean, I was just at a convention this weekend with women who are vulvodynia sufferers. So they have, women are telling us and have told us for many years, and they're still repeating this at this weekend convention with gynecologists and neurologists and dermatologists, that they're getting a burn-like rash on their skin, like nappy rash. They're getting symptoms that they think are thrush, but it's not thrush, it's the reaction to the synthetic materials that they're using. So this is pernicious. This is not just a recent thing. I've been hearing these things for 25 years, and they're still happening now. And additionally, women who've been using products that have this foam also are showing signs of having, like, this nappy rash. So it's pain that comes as a result. So intimate irritation is common now with these synthetic materials continuously being used. So there is also some people who've looked at endometriosis who've looked at where there's an increased incidence, or the more severe the case of the endometriosis, and they've done biopsies in the tissues, they're finding more dioxin present. So we are what we are, and we are things of nature. We think we're such grand apes that can, you know, go to the moon or whatever, but we are things of nature, and it's a delicate balance. Our bodies are delicately balanced with what we put in it, what we put on it, what we expose ourselves to, and we're not immune. The skin is not a leather bag. It's a living, breathing membrane, and when you get down where the vulva is, excuse me for being English, but that tissue is like the inside of your lip. It's that thin. Right. So everything that you put next to your skin, it doesn't even have to be a tampon, it's just like putting something inside your lips. That's how delicate those membranes are.
Well, it's so important, especially when you say inside, you know, your tampons are certified organic cotton. And these other companies can be doing this, but I'm assuming it comes down to the dollar, right? It's just cheaper to do it the way they're doing it.
I think I started from this is the only way it can be. It has to be made from sustainable, renewable, chlorine-free, plastic-free, organic materials. How can I produce a product on that, based on that foundation? Yes, it ends up being a little bit more expensive, but if you factor in the things that we pay indirectly, so, you know, if your water authority has to clean the water of pesticides and herbicides and bleaching products before you can drink it, you're paying for that in your drinking water fees. So it is a little bit more expensive, but it's not a lot more expensive considering what you're getting, what you're preventing from entering your environment and your body, and the benefits that you will have from not having to use synthetic products. So in effect, it is down to the dollar, because that's what drives economies, and that's what drives development of products too. How much money can we make from this product?
Well, and I think that, you know, you make a great point, Susie, and thank goodness for Nature Care and your organic tampons and pads. And for those of you who are wondering, but does it work just as well? Yes, we are here to tell you it does, because tampons are regulated by the government, so they have to work just as well as conventional tampons. So, Susie, thank you so much for being on our show, and, you know, thank you for everything that you do for women's health and for helping people. And for those of you who are out there, please go to YouTube and Google and search Pads on Fire, and you can see our amazing video that we did by lighting tampons and pads on fire. Very interesting. Learn more about Susie and her company at naturecare.com. That's naturecare.com. And you can follow them on Twitter @naturecare. I'm Andrea Donsky with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Stay well.